Supreme Lord Sri Krishna has assumed the form of Hamsa and glorified the duties of Brahmacharya and Grihastha orders. In this present chapter, Lord Krishna further describes these matters to Uddhava. After Uddhava inquires from Sri Krishna about the duties of social and religious orders of Varnashram society, the Lord replies that in the first age, Satya Yuga, there was only one order, named Hamsa. In that age, men were automatically dedicated to pure devotional service from their very birth. And since everyone was perfect in all respects, the age was called Krita Yuga. The Vedas were then manifest in the form of sacred syllable Om, and the Supreme Lord was perceived within the mind in the form of the four-legged bull of religion. There was no formalized process of sacrifice, and the sinless people, who were naturally inclined to austerity, simply engaged in meditation on the personal form of the Lord. In the following age, Trita Yuga, there became manifest from the heart of the Supreme Personality of Godhead the three Vedas, and from them three forms of sacrificial fire. At that time, the system of four varnas and four ashramas, which prescribes material and spiritual duties for different members of society, appeared from the bodily limbs of the Lord, according to how the social division took place from higher and lower features of the Lord's body. They became endowed with higher and lower qualities. After this description, Lord Krishna explains the nature of persons in which each of the four varnas and those who are outside the limits of the varnas. He also describes those qualities that pertain to humanity in general. Members of the highest order are qualified to accept second birth. After receiving the sacred thread initiation, they should go to live in the Gurukula and home of the spiritual master. With a pacified mind, the student Brahmachari should absorb himself in study of the Vedas. He should keep matted hair and is forbidden to wash his teeth, prepare a nice seat for himself, talk when bathing or evacuating, cut his hair and nails, or at any time pass semen. He must regularly perform worship at the three junctures of the day and must render devotional service to his spiritual master in a spirit free from envy. The brahmachari must offer to the guru whatever food and other things he obtains by begging. He accepts for his maintenance whatever remnants of the Lord he is granted. He should render menial service to the spiritual master by massaging his feet and worshipping him. Should avoid all sense gratification and strictly maintain the vow of celibacy. With his mind, body and words, he should worship the Supreme Lord in the form of the super soul in way prescribed for him. For brahmachari, seeing or touching women and conversation or sports in company of women are absolutely disallowed. Cleanliness and ritual purification by water should be observed by the members of the spiritual orders of the society. Everyone is so advised to always remember that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Soul dwelling within the hearts of all. After studying all different aspects of the Vedas, a Brahmana who has material desires may take permission from his spiritual master and enter family life. Otherwise, if he has no material desire, he may become a vanaprastha or sannyasi. The proper order of succession should be followed in changing from one spiritual order to the next. One who wishes to enter the household order should accept a wife who is of the same social class, who is not objectionable, and who is somewhat younger than in age than he. Obligatory duties of the three classes who are twice born, the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas, are worship of the Lord, study of the Vedas and giving charity. The occupational duties of accepting charity, teaching others and performing sacrifice for others are the privileges of the Brahmanas alone. If a Brahman considers that his consciousness is contaminated by engaging in those occupations, he may sustain his existence by collecting grains from the fields. If he is disturbed by poverty, the Brahman may out of necessity accept the business of a Kshatriya or Vaishya, but he should never take the occupation of a Shudra. In a similar situation, a Kshatriya may take the occupation of a Vaishya and a Vaishya that of a Shudra. But when the emergency has passed, it is not fitting to continue earning one's living by lower occupation. A Brahmana who properly fixed in his personal duty rejects all insignificant material desires, always serves the Vaishnavas and is under the protection of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The householder should study the Vedas every day and maintain his words with money honestly earned by his own occupation. As far as possible, he should execute worship of the Lord by ritual sacrifices. Remaining unattached to the material life and fixed in devotion to the Supreme Lord, the householder may finally take the order of Vanaprastha so that he can fully involve himself in the Lord's worship. If he has grown son, he may directly take the renounce order of sannyas. But persons who are expressly lusty after women, who have no proper discrimination and who are extremely attached to wealth and possession, remain perpetually in anxiety over the welfare of their family members, are doomed to take their next birth in a lower species of life. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Shri Uddhava Vacha. Yaha Tvaya Abhihitaha Purvam Dharmaha Tvat Bhakti Lakshana Varna Ashrama Acharavatam Sarvesham Dvipadam Api Yatha Anuthiya Manena Tvai Bhakti Nranam Bhavet Swadharmena Aravinda Aksha Tat Mama Akhyatum Arhasi. Shri Uddhava Vacha. Yastvaya Abhihitaha Purva Dharmastva Bhakti Lakshanaha Varnashvaram Charvatam Sarveshvam Dipadam Api Yathanuschiyamanena Tvai Bhaktindranam Bhavet Swadharmena Arvindaksha Tanmamakhyatum Arhasi. Shri Uddhava Vacha. Shri Uddhava said, Yaha, which, Tvaya, by you, Abhihitaha, described, Purvam, previously, Dharmaha, religious principles, Tvat Bhakti Lakshanaha, characterized by devotional service to your Lordship. Varna Ashrama, of the Varna Ashram system. Acharatva, of the faithful followers. Sarvesham, of all. Vipadam, of ordinary human beings who do not follow the Varnasram system. Api, even, yatha, according to anusthiyamanena, the process being executed, tvai, in you, bhaktihi, loving service, nranam, of human beings, bhavet, maybe, swadharmena, by one's own occupational duty, arvindaksha, O lotus-eyed one, tat, that, mama, to me, akhyatum, to explain, arhasi, you ought. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sri Uddhava said, My dear Lord, previously you described the principles of devotional service that are to be practiced by followers of Varnashram system and even ordinary unregulated human beings. My dear lotus-eyed Lord, now please explain to me how all human beings can achieve loving service unto you by execution of their prescribed duties. Lord Krishna has already elaborately explained the process of Jnana Yoga, Bhakti Yoga and Ashtanga Yoga. Now Uddhava inquires how to incline towards Karma Yoga can achieve the perfection of life. Those Krishna consciousness, those inclined towards the Karma Yoga can achieve the perfection of life, that is the Krishna consciousness. In Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 13th verse, Lord Krishna describes that He is personally the creator of Varnashram system. Chaturvarnam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagashah. Therefore, the ultimate goal of Varnashram system is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, one should become a devotee of the Lord and learn the process of pure devotional service. The easiest method of achieving pure devotional service is by association of the pure devotees of the Lord. If one submissively and faithfully associates with pure devotees, one can immediately achieve the perfection of life. A Krishna conscious person is not required to execute all the formalities of the Varnashram system. But because a Krishna conscious person absorbed in love of Godhead automatically gives up all sense gratification and mental speculation. Those human beings who do not follow the Varnashram system are here referred to as dvipadam or two-legged. In other words, one who does not follow the religious path of life is known to be human only by possession of two legs. Even ordinary animals and insects are eagerly engaged in eating, sleeping, mating and defending. The human being, however, is distinguished from such lower forms of life by his capacity to become religious, ultimately to love God in pure consciousness. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuhu Militan Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahagana Raghunatham Tantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanatamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Taptakanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishatam Sute Devi Pranamami Shri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayavacha
पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
श्री उद्धव वाच यस्त्वया अभिहितः पूर्वं धर्मस्त्व भक्तिलक्षणः वर्णाश्रमाचारवतां सर्वेषां द्विपदामपि यथा अनुष्ठीयमानेन त्वया भक्तिन्द्रणां भवेत् स्वधर्मेण अरविन्दाक्ष तन्ममाख्यातम् अर्हसि। श्री उद्धव सेड, माय डियर लॉर्ड कृष्णा, प्रीवियसली यू डिस्क्राइब्ड द प्रिंसिपल्स ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस that are to be practiced by followers of Varnashram system and even ordinary unregulated human beings. My dear lotus-eyed Lord, now please explain me to all human beings how all human beings can achieve loving devotional service unto you by the execution of their prescribed duties. So we get in the purport that Lord Krishna is instructing Uddhava. It's almost on the same par with Lord Krishna instructed Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita. But there is some distinction. Of course, the absolute truth in the instruction remains the same. But Arjun was much a favored devotee over anybody else. The Pandavas especially, Yudhisthira was very well known in upholding the principles of religion. And at any time when something happened, Yudhisthira will not budge in, but Bhimsen, Arjun, and what to speak of Nakul and Sahadev, they would become agitated, doubtful, and even reactions were on showing, and they were virtually of complete opposition to Yudhisthira's decision. But then Yudhisthira reminds them, all of them, that don't you know we are supposed to be instrument to execute all these activities, we have to rest upon the desire of Lord Krishna. He is totally cognizant and he is our friend and well-wisher. Don't forget him. You know, that we are supposed to be only nimitta. So, he was so confirmed and Arjuna and others were not confirmed. So, Bhagavad Gita teachings implied to Arjuna was to dispel the doubts of Arjuna. He was confused. He was very appropriately in the position of ordinary men who are illusioned. But here Uddhava is not illusioned. He is the eternal associate of Lord Shri Krishna. But yet, he is also asking, you know, similar questions. And these topics are called Uddhava Gita. Uddhava Gita that describes the same truth which Krishna provides. And some of the verses are very similar to that of Bhagavad Gita. You must have seen in this chapter, you know. So, just like the opulence of the Lord, how to realize. But there is one very distinguished feature in here that Uddhava is asking for further explanations. Further explanations means even though it is said to be in concise way, in not an elaborate way, because Krishna says in both the situations, in Arjuna's in 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Athva Kim Tavagyatina Bahu Arjuna, Vistabhyam Aham Krishnam Ekamshena Jagato Stitha. What is the necessity for me to describe all this? I'm just simply telling you my principal opulences. But Vistabhyam Aham Krishnam Ekamshena Jagato Stitha. And this kind of fact that required further explanation. And Arjuna may not, or ordinarily we cannot accept him that simply by a fragment of my portion I am pervaded into entire cosmic manifestation. But when we study Uddhava Gita, it reaffirms the same old truth that Arjuna was imparted, but something more in detail. Something more in detail. Where Krishna himself says, if I start counting every atom of the material manifestation, I may do that. But to describe my all-pervasiveness, that everything is existing on me, it will be too difficult to for me to describe also, Krishna says. So, sometimes at one place Srila Prabhupada also told that Krishna may not know himself fully. It's difficult for him to know himself fully. Or if it's difficult to know for what he's going to do the next. Because the Supreme is executing all his desires spontaneously. In spontaneity, there is no consideration of any kind of permutation and combination of circumstantial situations. Anything that may happen, but Krishna is ready. But he wouldn't know previously. Therefore, such exhibition of unlimited opulences, yet has to be reconfirmed. And Uddha wants that how Lord Krishna is to be worshipped, So we see in this synopsis that we read before that in every millennium it is not the same situation. The first yuga is called Krita Yuga, and there was only one ashram, and that is called Hansa. Hansa means the last stage of our comparative situation. We never read in Bhagavad Gita, but here comes in detail explanations that in the previous millennium there was only one order, and they were born pure devotees. They were on the highest stage of civilization. We may see that there were no amenities, yet they were on the highest civilization. They were directly in connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead by the virtue of their birth. By virtue of their birth. Only in the principles of religion and other things start coming into being in the Treta Yuga, then Dwapar and Kali. But what to speak in Satya Yuga? Sometimes we get also bewildered to understand that such a longevity of life of 100,000 years. But see the quality. The qualities are that they are born pure devotees. and they know what they have to do. So, there was no question of karma in Satya Yuga. But karma has been later introduced through Treta Yuga. If you meditate on the Supreme Lord directly, is it called karma? No. There were no Ashtanga Yoga system even. It all generated as a systematic approach later on. But if you are born devotee, you have 24 hours in meditation. But how to achieve that same situation by pure devotional service is the target of the this particular chapter. That even in Kali Yuga, by executing proper varnashram dharma, everyone can come to that platform. Otherwise, we know Kali Yuga is not conducive to anything to be understood about the Supreme Lord or one's own, because it's ocean of faults. Ocean of faults means everything is faulty except one guna, and that is also Mahan guna. This Mahan guna means the greatest virtue of the Kali Yuga is to chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. That is the greatest virtue, and there is no comparative ever to be in systematic development of varnashram dharma and recommended process at that time. So this is the benediction. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu benedicted people of this particular age. There was a discussion that in every Kali Yuga, are men fortunate to receive the holy name? Yeah? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not come in every Kali Yuga.
There's another Yuga
Avatar. Yeah, but which one? Yuga Avatar.
He has a blackish color.
And he propagates the holy name?
Yeah.
With the sword or? But here the Lord directly comes, because Krishna appears in a day of Brahma, Kalpadav Srijamyaham, in the beginning of the Kalpa, that is early time of Brahma's waking up of the day. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also comes once in 1,000 cycles off. And to receive the holy name through his disciplic succession is one of the rarest opportunity. So, to adhere to what our acharyas have already established, it's of the utmost importance in the life of at least ISKCON devotee. We cannot fluctuate in any way, because the absolute truth is received in the concentrated way. We are not getting a diluted version of absolute truth. Neither we have to attempt anything that dilutes it. Many a times we become so witful, tricky, just to establish. But as far as possible, direct application of the holy name with full conviction that Haridas Thakur said, simply, faith alone on the holy name is good enough to go back home, back to God. So we have to rest our entire process of bhakti yoga based on the holy name. We may not know how to perform the archa, or we may not know how to come to the stage of intimate, spontaneous devotional service in Sakya, Dasya, Sakyam, Atma, Nivedanam, the three sections. But the guarantee is given only in Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. It is absolutely, important that if we can concentrate on simply the holy name and let it work, then everything will be manifesting. So here, the prelude to that conclusion, Uddhava is asking Lord Krishna that we are two-legged animals. It was civilized not to use the word animal, but those who are unregulated two-legged beings, and they are only human beings, but they are unregulated. How they can achieve your mercy and go back home, back to God? This is of utmost importance, that varnashramam acharvan purushena parama puman Vishnu aradyate pantha nanyat tatto shakaranam. Executing the principles of varnashram dharma becomes pretty important. Krishna described about chaturvarna mahasrushtam gunakarma vibhagasa in a very elementary way in Bhagavad Gita, but here it is detailed that even Narad Muni describes to Yudhishthira Maharaj at a later stage. Because of the importance of the effect of the modes of material nature, which is very, very powerful in Kali Yuga. We are not born pure devotees. Neither we are experts in executing the rituals of fire sacrifices. And that too, alone one cannot do. You need four people. So it was a kind of a corporate effort. one has to be expert. So at that time, Ritviks were also existing as one of these. But they were not absolutely whole in soul. So they have to cooperatively execute such functions. Then we can see the temple worship, dvapare paricharyayam. So in the temple worship, there is no one person to execute the temple services. You need a big factory type of operation, regulated, that this everything should be on time, and there'll be a manager over the workers. There are different departments coordinating this. So corporate execution, that means it's an office out there, but here it is a factory level, a production level. So and sankirtan means we are supposed to be congregationally chanting, not alone. And the lonely bhakti has been condemned. Lonely bhakti has been condemned, because there is no check and balance. So in Kali Yuga, we are so helpless, but yet by executing the prescribed duties, they are, if meant for satisfaction of the Supreme Lord, then the purpose will be served. Therefore, in beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, the first canto, Suta Goswami asserts this absolute truth, which can be achieved through the satisfaction of the Lord. So if we see how the satisfaction of the Lord can be obtained, that we will be ready to execute the functions or our karma under the guidance of our guna. But then the spiritual master is necessary, who is a transcendental via media, to oversee each and every function is attached to the pleasure of the Lord. Attah pumbi dvijasrestha varnashama vibhagasah svanatisthasya dharmasya samsiddhim haritoshanam. This is the principle, but it has to be executed and under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master to make sure that it is very favorable and pleasing to Lord Shri Krishna. So we have the conclusion that if the spiritual master is pleased, then the Lord is pleased. If the spiritual master is satisfied with our progress in executing the principles of devotional service, then the Lord is pleased. This is the parameter to understand. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadan nagati kutopi. So, in execution of pure devotional service, we need balance and checking and then supervisation. Therefore, an institution is required. It is a corporate effort for congregational execution of the prescribed rules and regulations. Without that, we are still two-legged animals, unregulated people. One has to follow in disciplic succession. People have a lot of doubts. Or do we need a guru? Do we have to go through ISKCON only? But when we try to narrow all the possibilities, then the answer is definite yes. The answer is definite yes. So when we see that the details of Varnasham Dharma, similarly Narad Muni told Yudhishthira Maharaj, and it is also given in 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna is similarly, will tell. In all this execution of devotional service, which is Krishna's energy, Krishna himself is present in it. So, we don't need to have a separate desire to see him or to interact with him eternally. Execution of such devotional service itself, when it is purified on a transcendental level, it is the manifestation of Lord Krishna's realm. So how one is constantly seeing Lord Krishna is by execution of devotional service. Prabhupada was asked many times, do you see Krishna all the time? And Prabhupada told two different answers to two different people. To a doubting person he will say, why should I tell you? And to those devotees who are faithful to him, he will answer, yes, Both are correct. You know? So the idea is that if a person is irregulated, he is a two-legged animal. You know, he doesn't want to fall into the category of the prescription for the ultimate emancipation, ultimate goal of life is going back home. It is to be developed right within one own self. But the system is this. So, institution is required to systematically disseminate the teachings. Institution is only required to systematically disseminate. You know, where there is no system, like ISKCON, then it is so much irregulated. People may think that they are devotees, but and their knowledge is there. In one of that verses, if I am not mistaken, it is said that simply knowledge that you know about the transcendence and you agree with it, but if you do not execute, it will disappear from the heart. Such knowledge can also disappear from your own heart. So, thus a person, even though reaching to the higher state, may fall down. It is very important that he has to be in constant association of the devotees. Try his level best. For this, even if he not completes, if he cannot complete, never mind. Whatever has been done is a permanent asset. Yam labdhva cha param lapam manyate nadikam tata. Whatever he has obtained, he is satisfied and he does not expect anything more. But at the same time, because it is permanent asset, kova abhadra abhut amushyakim, what inauspicious thing is for him. He is already on the path of progress. So, executing the principles of devotional service as enunciated by Rupa Goswami under the direction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are very important. This becomes standard, referable and provable principles. Generally, outside Gaudiya Vaishnava parampara, there is hardly any parampara who would Ramanuja Sampradaya are still with us in that respect. Nimbark, I have doubt now because the way in Vrindavan situations are happening there. But some disciplines are there, except the Rudra Sampradaya, which is getting extinct, you know. We can't trust on any other organization to support us, you know, to support our, systematic approach. So, we need to understand the value of these teachings that has been put forward by very, very authoritative translations. I heard in some of our ISKCON centers, they do not read even Srimad Bhagavatam, which has not been written by Srila Prabhupada. Do you know anything about that? Yeah, they said, it is too difficult for us to understand. So as far as whatever Srila Prabhupada has written, we will read. You know. But if we have right to speak what Srila Prabhupada has spoken and we by our understanding, you know, then why don't we write on that? So Bhagavatam has been completed by trusted disciples of Srila Prabhupada, we should see and verify it. The onus is on us whether it is in line or not. There are no contradictions or other explanations ever found in reading this, you know. So the idea is that our disciplic succession should continue by conglomerate efforts. It should come from all the sides, and this institution can really be promoted, because this were the vision of Srila Prabhupada. So we should try our best in supporting all the functionalities of International Society for Krishna Consciousness, for which Srila Prabhupada clearly specified that there are seven purposes, and they have to be executed. It is coming under Varnashram Dharma. Prabhupada wanted to create Brahminical society so they can spread the knowledge. Yajana Yajan, Patana Patan, Dana Pratigraha, these are the functions of Brahman. So everybody should become a preacher and spread. It is for benefiting the entire humanity, they call it as a humanity, but it is two-legged, unregulated humanity. The importance of Varnashram Dharma will be to go back home, back to Godhead. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that this is the physical arrangement, so it is material in nature. But as long as we have bodies, we have to execute through the functions. So it does not disallow us that we have no right to practice. Only the Sati Yuga, Brahminical class, Hamsa class, not even Parabrahma, the Hamsa class of people, only they can execute direct devotional service. Now, through Varnashram system, we can do, because everything, every effort is to offer the results of our prescribed duties in the service of Lord Krishna. So, there are lots of instructions how to educate people, not to confuse them, but by becoming exemplary, they should learn. They should teach to others by exemplary behavior. In Satya Yoga, everybody was exemplary. So there was no necessity for Varnashram Dharma even. It wouldn't exist. Right? So, in this Kali Yuga, which is the most treacherous yoga, doesn't properly qualify us on its own merit, you know. We have to take the help of the Holy Name. And that will be the only solace. So any Prabhupada said that one who does not chant Hare Krishna, he is not a human being. So when this kind of drastic statements that we sometimes hear, we have to think twice before we, become complacent by hearing, or careless, or critical. Now, these are deep realizations of Srila Prabhupada, and he spoke very, very truthfully. He said, those who are not chanting the holy name, you know, they are not even human beings. But we have to have another extreme of Haridas Thakur. If one has chanted one time, he should be considered a Vaishnava. Right? So in between, what do we require? Education is the only thing which is absent. So we must provide that. Anything else? Do you have any question? Yes.
If the characteristics of a physician life is birth, death, old age, disease, why is it necessary for the persons in such a yoga to even come to the material world if they were liberated? So what was the, did they have to go through the incarnation and suffer those things, even though they were already self-realized?
The purpose of their existence is to fulfill their own desires through devotion. It is also a desire. The living entities of this particular nature, they appear because they were also fallen souls, but they are in advantage of such yuga influence that they are given opportunity to execute that devotional service. Without devotional service, they cannot go back home, back to Godhead. So if they are visiting the material world, then they should be of the highest order. Is it not? We are in a destructive age, so we are disqualified, But so many people out there, they think they are not disqualified. They are all qualified by their false ego, so they do not come to Krishna. They think they are qualified, they can manage anything, everything, yes. It's all false ego that is dictating. Its mode of ignorance is so much prevalent. So probably in Satya Yuga, mode of ignorance was not prevalent. They knew their constitutional position by the opportunity that they got. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted two best things from each of the sampradaya. And he packed them into Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recognizes that because they are born up, and three of them just happened to emerge from Navadvip itself. Only Sri Sampradaya appeared in south. Rudra Sampradaya appeared in Navadvip. Nimbark Sampradaya appeared in the Navadvip. And Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya appeared in Navadvip. Come again? I cannot hear you.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu declared that every town and village is to be the action of the town. So does it mean that other Sri Sampradayas will be destroyed by the time when the time passes by?
Yes, but during that time, the constriction of the rules and regulations was so strict that they did not cross even the land, the ocean. So, in South India, it emerged so much, but they could not bring the influence even up to North India. In North India, it was completely a different thing. Even the historians separate North Indian civilization as Aryan and the South Indian as Dravidian. So, but that is superficial. But the real thing is that Krishna consciousness was the most common thing, you know, that it appeared everywhere throughout the tract of India. That the cradle of culture happens to be in North India. Now it is in Pakistan, right? Most of the things happen in the tract of between Sindhu and Saraswati, or they call Saraswati in Dwasti. There was another river. Because it's Indian favored, it is still in India. When the oldest relics of Mohenjo-daro and others, they are happen to be in Sindhu civilization. In any case, they were totally converted. There are no great Hindu philosophers there, or Acharya or this system has been ever retained. It's retained and protected within the tract of India. So the emergence is there, but the forecasting is there. But you know, every town and village, even in this particular time, which is not the Vedic time, yet the holy name will be spread. It was the forecasting for Srila Prabhupada to come. Yes.
Maharaj, two Prabhupada says in one critical, the Bhagavad Gita, that the divine can't take advantage of the spiritual master or institution. If he's sincere, Krishna is still helping. It's one critical in the Bhagavad Gita, which Prabhupada says.
Which?
It's one critical in the Bhagavad Gita, can't be slave. Prabhupada says that if the devotee cannot take full advantage of the association with spiritual master or instructions or the institutions, if he's sincere, Krishna is still.
Yeah, he remains pious, but he may not progress. You know, he needs. There is no question without spiritual master at any time. That Srila Prabhupada also tells. One person was reading Bible and he asked question, Prabhupada, I am reading Bible, do I need a spiritual master? Prabhupada said, you are reading Bible, that means you are having a spiritual master. Whose Bible are you reading? Whose ideas and interpretations you are following from that? You can't create your own interpretation. You are reading some. You are taking help of it. Means there is no question of without a spiritual master. It's always. So, if somebody is a sincere soul, if he doesn't happen to come, you know, he may retain that whatever the devotional fervor is there. But unless and until he meets a transcendental personality, the spiritual master, bona fide, and in disciplic succession, he will not make a tangible progress further.
Somebody said, I have troubles functioning within the movement, and they may leave, but as a lot of devotees have in the past, so, but they can still make some progress.
Yeah, you may change sampradaya, you know, but the progress will be there. The progress should be there. It should be under the care of a bona fide spiritual master. And we have four bona fide sampradayas. Anyone, is capable. You may have to change the mood because you are shifting from one house to another house. Yes.
I know from my own experience, like, you may not always be able to cohesively function in the movement, so you may need some time out. But if you're sincere, as far as I say, this Krishna is still probably.
Yeah, but at the same time, whatever the protection we were having in our sampradaya, you may not get the same thing there. You have to start from scratch, unless there's a common denominator. Those principles will be accepted. But when you are changing from one mood to another, it's very risky. It's very risky. It may not be your nature even. Very risky. Better to stick and progress gradually. As for example, some people do not recommend even the stage-wise progression in devotional service. They want you to jump on Raganuga Bhakti. They don't care for even come out from bodily conception of life. That's a, they say, by principle, it is also a valid path. But Haridas Thakur says, he would not get sthai bhava in yugas. Many, many yugas he will not get. So what a risk is there. To be faithful to one's own spiritual master, that is the onus on a disciple. You know? It can't change whimsically. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki
jai. Swami Sri Ramananda ki jai.